It's nice to be with everyone today. You've made it almost to noon, so keep up the good work. So my cohort in prison relocation, Senator Stevenson, is standing in the back sheepishly. So if you've got hard questions afterwards, please ask him. I'll be quick and let you get on with your event, the rest of the event. But it's kind of interesting to be involved in this process. I don't know how many of you saw the movie The Shawshank Redemption back in the mid-90s, where Tim Robbins played this character named Andy. And he goes to prison, something actually he wasn't guilty of. He got convicted and sent to prison. And he meets these characters in prison. And the movie really demonstrates what our philosophy as society was back in the 70s and 80s and maybe even the 90s, about how to incarcerate people and what we thought about prisons. And basically our thinking was back then, we're going to lock them up, kind of throw away the key, get them out of sight, out of mind as much as possible, and make it a really bad experience. And the reason for doing that is we wanted these folks to be really embarrassed they were in prison, and we wanted that experience to be a deterrent. And we learned, interestingly enough, the data would show that we should have learned at least that that didn't work. But instead of learning that, in the 90s, we decided as a society that we're going to get even tougher on crime, late 80s and early 90s, we're going to get tougher on crime, and at the same time, we're going to shut down all of our mental health institutions in this country, and we're just going to send all of these people to prison. And so naturally what happened is our prison populations just got incredibly out of control. Our budgets got out of control, and crime, instead of going down, went up. And we've started to learn some of the reasons why. But interestingly enough, we built all these facilities to house inmates in that sort of a philosophy. And here in Utah, we were really no different in terms of how we thought about the criminal justice system and our prisons. And our prisons reflects that mentality by and large. And in the early 2000s, we started to think about things a little bit differently, but our facilities out in Draper don't really give us the ability to do things in a different way. And we started to put a little money into some buildings out there here and there, but it became really evident about 5 or 6 years ago that something drastic needed to be done with that facility. And at the same time, as you know, some real interesting things started to happen at that part of our valley, which is we started to see tremendous economic growth down there. So we started down this journey 4 years ago of trying to decide whether or not we should move the prison, and if we should, where to put it. And after a number of years of study, the decision was made, absolutely, it's the right thing to move the prison for two reasons. One is we need a new prison. The prison we have is woefully inadequate and not allowing us to do what we need to do to rehabilitate prisoners. By the way, 97% of the individuals that we send to the state prison come out, and their average stay is only 26 months. So they are coming out. We're just having them come out worse than they went in. And we're trying to change that. In this last session, we made some really bold steps, or took some really bold steps, in terms of our Justice Reinvestment Initiative. And a key component of that is being able to do programming in our prisons differently than we do now. But the only way we're going to do that is if we build a new prison. And it's pretty obvious to most people that if we're going to build a new prison, Draper is not the right place to do it. So that's what the prison relocation has been charged with doing, is finding a new place for the prison. It's been an exciting ride, and we're really kind of getting close to the finish line. We currently have 4 locations up and down the Wasatch Front that are on our short list. We have one out in Tooele County, one in Salt Lake County, and 2 in Northwest Utah County. And the Prison Relocation Commission is actually going to be out in Tooele County tonight doing a public event out there. We will be in Utah County next week doing a public event there, and that concludes our 3 community-based events. The big news of today is I'm here to announce where the prison's going. No. The big news of today is to announce we're also going to do a public hearing at the state capitol. That'll be an official public hearing on Tuesday night, the 16th of June, as well. So we'll have 4 public engagement events. And then the Prison Relocation Commission will be working over the course of the summer, maybe even into early fall, depending on how quick all the analysis gets done. and be recommending to the legislature and the governor a singular site as to where we think the best location for the new prison is. So the goal in mind is this. We need to do things differently in the state in terms of how we manage the criminal justice system, and in particular the corrections part of that. And instead of having a hodgepodge of buildings down in Draper, we have over 100 buildings down there. We intend and think there's going to be tremendous benefit to the state in the tune of $542 million over the next 20 years in savings by implementing justice reinvestment and having a new prison, layering on top of that the eventual development of the ground in Draper will create tens of thousands of jobs incrementally in the state. Tremendous opportunity not to just get a new prison, but find a way to pay for it.